Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, here we come and are saying women's team manager, that was tough. We won that 2-0, but that was one of the hardest wins I think I've ever seen our team grind out.
Absolutely, I think Tranmere, credit to them, tough opposition. Gave us two really good games over the past 2 weeks and they didn't make it easy for us. But I thought we showed championship mentality today in terms of you can't always win in a nice, beautiful way. Sometimes you've got to win ugly, I suppose.
Yeah, it seemed to be that they seemed... It's a bit careless, possibly, with the passing. I don't know exactly what it was, and maybe not positive enough. They didn't sort of like seem to be pressuring their defence as much as we usually do in most other games I've seen us play, even against tougher opposition.
Absolutely. I think that front foot football is something that we're trying to work towards, and I think the passing, yeah, we just need to take a little bit more care. I think that's in terms of possession. I don't think we quite dominated as much in possession as we usually do. But again, like we said, we're not always going to come out and dominate and blow teams away, but... We'll see how it goes, and we just take it week by week, really.
Yeah, we did seem to make it a little bit difficult for ourselves, but what a lovely goal by Kayleigh from that set piece. She just lined that one up ready, and so like you could almost like get your cameras ready because you know it's coming, and she just put it away sweetly. That was a lovely goal.
Absolutely, I think the build-up to it, and then as soon as it came in, I think, as coaches, we said it was almost slow motion. You kind of knew what the outcome was going to be, but whether she was capable of doing it, and we never had doubt of Kayleigh, and it's nice to see her get her first goal, and I think she'll go in terms of confidence, really. It'll boost her.
Yeah, I think that's probably what she needed, because you can see that she's trying to put the effort in, but sometimes the confidence lets you down, makes you probably sort of like second guess yourself a little bit. So out of the two goals, which one was you more relieved, when Kayleigh put hers in or when Kate put that second one in?
I think definitely the second one. I think we had that little bit of we were on the edge of our seats, I'd say, probably in that last 10 minutes, knowing that we only got a one goal deficit. So it was one goal changes the game completely, and if we come out with a draw, we feel like we've not really achieved the result that we wanted. So definitely the second goal, I'd say.
Yeah, I think realistically I've got to agree, I probably cheered more for that one as well. Yeah. Alright, so that gets us a double header over Tranmere, which should be... I mean, they've been top of the division for pretty much most of the time. Is there anyone else you see has been a big challenger for this for the title between us and Tranmere and maybe anyone else? I don't know, Crewe were doing quite well up until recently, and they were pushing, hadn't they? I think they only lost their first game just like the other week. Is there anyone else you've kept your eye on?
Absolutely. I think with Tranmere, they've got the games in early and they've got the points on the board, so you can't take that away from them, and everyone else has got to get the points to kind of catch up to them. So I think Tranmere should be up there, but I think also Crewe are dangerous. There's a handful of teams. I think Charlton and Didsbury we play next week will be a tough test. Manchester Stingers are doing pretty well, so I think there's a pool of teams that can contest and give you a good challenge, but you've just got to turn up week in, week out and get those wins.
Yeah, that's hopefully the fans will turn up as we're away in West Ids. Nice and local. It's always a nice venue there down at Brookburn Road, and hopefully the fans will turn out in numbers and cheer us on.
Absolutely. I think it will be definitely a feisty occasion and a great game, so we'll look forward to that next week, definitely.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.